News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government will be rolling out a new program in the 2017-2018 financial year for persons opting for early retirement. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the initiative is not part of the economic support program of the International Monetary Fund, but an act of an independent parliament. He says the move represents an overall strategy to reduce the size of the public sector wage bill.
I think I should stress that this is a voluntary program. We are going to encourage persons to take it. It's not a compulsory program, but we have to budget for it. And for the program to be effective, you want to start the program as early as possible.
The Prime Minister was contributing to the debate on the Pensions Public Service Act 2016 in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The bill seeks to make it mandatory for all pensionable officers to contribute 5% of their basic salary towards their pension. The government has crafted a national financial inclusion strategy aimed at significantly boosting access to financial services by 2020. Finance Minister Audley Shaw says the goal is to create the conditions in which persons who are underserved by the domestic financial system are able to save safely and build up resilience against financial shocks. There are 53 action items under the National Financial Inclusion Strategy, which will be steered by the National Financial Inclusion Council.
The action items cover several thematic areas, including consumer protection and financial literacy, retail payments and financial infrastructure, housing finance, and mediums and small business finance and agriculture.
Minister Shaw adds that the strategy will seek to move the percentage of total private sector credit extended to micro, small and medium-sized enterprises to 11%. Jamaica is looking to more than double the number of German tourists to the island within the next 3 years. That's the word from Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett following a recent trip to Germany to explore new bilateral partnerships. He says the ministry and the Jamaica Tourist Board will be working closely with destination company TUI Group and airline Eurowings, both headquartered in Germany, to accommodate the transportation of European visitors.
Eurowings, a subsidiary of Lufthansa, will begin flight first as a charter flight starting in July, and then after it will morph into scheduled flights. We expect that it will come to Jamaica, you know, 3 times a week in the first instance. And this is a very good fit because it's a low-cost carrier, but it also has a premium component.
Minister Bartlett expects that the number of tourists coming from Germany will move from 20,000 to 50,000 by 2020. And State Minister for National Security Senator Pernell Charles Jr. says a special technology task force established by the ministry has restored and optimized 2 cell phone jammers at the Tower Street Adult Correctional Center to block incoming and outgoing calls from the facility. The move forms part of efforts to boost security in the nation's correctional facilities. This is the first in a series of interventions by the team, which will carry out further assessments throughout the correctional institutions. Senator Charles Jr. says the Technology Task Force is swiftly implementing a technology strategy that will identify more modern technology for phased rollout in all correctional institutions. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Attorneys, accountants, business service providers, corporate secretaries, register now for the Jamaica International Financial Services Authority seminar on new legislation to support international financial and business services in Jamaica. Thursday, April 6, Knutsford Court Hotel, 8:30 a.m. Call 978-7755.
The Statistical Institute of Jamaica Statin is conducting a household expenditure survey and needs your help. Save your receipts for items such as groceries, bills, clothing, and more to help interviewers collect data on spending habits of Jamaicans. The data will be used to update the Consumer Price Index used to measure inflation in the economy. Your information will be kept confidential. Look out for interviewers coming to your community soon. For more information, call Statin at 630-1600 or visit StatinJ.gov.jm.